This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Joanne Williams, associate professor of management. She's here to talk about effects of negativity in the workplace. She's being interviewed by News Bureau director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
What is workplace incivility, and why do you believe it is a more insidious form of aggression?
Workplace incivility is rude, discourteous behavior that violates organizational norms of respect. Examples of this form of behavior include leaving the break room dirty, not refilling the copying machine, gossiping about someone, jokingly calling someone stupid, saying someone is lazy, cussing, text messaging during a meeting, cell phones ringing, and I can continue with the list. While one person may not have a problem with the behavior, another individual may. The important issue in this case is what will the person who has a problem do in response to the uncivil behavior? The person may withdraw from work activity or even the organization. This could be a problem if the person makes a valuable contribution to the organization. John Doe leaves the break room dirty. Jane Doe cleans it and decides to get back at him. Next time she's in John's office, she spills her Coke on his desk. It may stop here, or John may believe it was on purpose and retaliate even further. This behavior could eventually lead to verbal match in the hallway or the office. It could even lead to physical contact. There are other scenarios, but the main point is that in case after case of workplace violence, it did not occur overnight. Rather, there was a history of incidences that have been linked to uncivil, disrespectful behavior, what is called workplace incivility.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.